bounce back the way in which we did, you know, it's just miraculous. And obviously, I mean, we couldn't have started the game, both offensively and defensively, in a worse manner. So really shows the character of this defense. But also, wins are hard to come by, so we're not taking that for granted. And, you know, it got us back on track with 1-1, especially with three games. Not to look too far ahead, but three divisional rival games, starting with Detroit, which we know what they did to us last year when we went up there. So hopefully it's a new story, and you know, we can make the same 2-1.
You've never had three games like this early.
Down in that second, third quarter. Can you talk about what this helps out your defense and just like to set the stride for the rest of the season?
Yeah, well, like I said, we started off very poorly. I think giving up three touchdowns in the first three possessions, being in some adversity situations, we definitely didn't help ourselves out. But the manner in which we rebounded, I think, was terrific. Getting after the quarterback, making him uncomfortable, stopping the run, especially with you know, their running backs in which they had. And I think it speaks volumes to the defense. But you know, we can't start like that, especially on the road. You know, it's going to be very difficult to overcome those situations moving forward. So hopefully we put something good on tape and, you know, can kind of keep that going for this next game.
You've never had a three-game stretch like this. I think three games in 12 days, all against divisional opponents. Is there some type of special way you guys are trying to look at this? I mean, I know it's one game and one division game is important, but three in a row?
We're not looking too far ahead. You know, you really take this league a game at a time. And, you know, Detroit's first up. They're a very powerful offense, you know, defensively speaking, with Calvin, Reggie out there, adding Golden Tate. Yeah, they're a good offense. We saw that last year. We've been seeing that over the years. And we got to do our job of taking away the big plays because they thrive on that, trying to eliminate any big plays to Calvin, Reggie getting the ball in open field and you know, forcing them to beat us the old-fashioned way. So, you know, if we can do that, I think we've got a good shot.
New staff, do they look like the same Lions team on offense or change?
Well, I think the same, you know, the same team is one that's, you know, put up numerous points. Staffers put up numerous yards. And you know, Calvin and everybody else on the offense is done great things. You saw that in you know, week one against the Giants. Last week they were in the game, made a few turnovers. I think that kind of put them in the hole, but ultimately they still have that same talent there. No, that hasn't changed. And you know, if anything, we're just gonna have to go against a coach with some unscouted looks.
Okay, Clay, if anything, do you believe in the law of averages? You guys have just dominated them. At some point, is that dangerous in this streak?
We're not thinking about that, to be honest with you. I mean, we've had a successful track record in the NFC North, a very tough division, but at the same time, you know, any given game, anything can happen. I mean, I don't think we can look past last year's butt whooping that they put on us and you know, looking at that, but we've also put it on them. So it should be a good matchup, but one that we need to come away with, especially it being the, you know, put us in the win column as well as being the start to our division games.
There's been a lot written and said about the role of you as well as Julius, not just rushing the passer, but dropping in the coverage. How do you view that? And what did you say to Julius after he nearly had that pick in the fourth quarter against the Jets?
Well, he's got to come down with that interception. I mean, all those basketball skills he has. But, no, I think that's what you're seeing with this defense, the multitude of what we're capable of doing with different players, not only myself, but, you know, Peppers. You saw Jamari out there with Brad being down. You know, the interior linemen, just the way in which we're able to get out to the passers while dropping the coverage, hopefully presents some problems for the offense. I think we've been able to do that over these past 2 weeks. But, you know, moving forward, you'll continue to see that. You'll continue to see people lined up all over the field, probably myself, you know, especially with, you know, being able to rush, drop into coverage, and do whatever they need me to do. So, you know, it should be good, though. We're hoping to present some problems, which I think we have.
So you get that chance down the sideline, you'll come up with a pick.
Oh, me? I hope so. Yeah.
Might that affect your numbers, stack-wise or something like that?
Will it affect my numbers,
yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see, you know. I was able to come away with one against Mike, thank you. But, you know, I'm not really worried about that because I think, you know, you look at if you're looking at stats, I think if you look throughout the board, you know, we're spreading them out, which I think is just as good. So, PBUs, tackles, sacks, hurries, pressures. I think anytime you can get the offense, you know, off their toes and put them on their heels and make them uncomfortable, I think that's what we're striving for as a defense.
Hey, Clay, it's been a little bit of a dark cloud in the NFL with the Ray Rice thing and Adrian Peterson not just steered from this team. Mike said he discussed it with you. Could you think every player and every team could learn something from that?
Well, yeah, don't do it. You know, it's not really a point of discussion in this locker room, obviously, just because we managed to steer clear of all that. But, I mean, you know, take anything away from that. It's just, you know, act like a responsible adult.
Play the quad 4-3 thing, your whole training camp, but a couple of games into it. And one of the reasons for doing it is to highlight your personal adjustment and how you're looking at it, and you feel good about where it's headed.
Yeah, I feel good about, you know, where we're at, where it's headed. You know, I think with these past two games, especially with the no-huddle offense, I'm sure at times it's been difficult to get the right personnel against matching their personnel. But at the same time, at the end of the day, it's just lining people up and playing. And, you know, when the game slows down a little bit, which I think it will, and we get all the kinks and bumps out of it, I think you'll see a multitude of personnel and schemes that you want to see. But, you know, as I just said, at the end of the day, it's just lining people up and going to play. And whether that's me off the ball or rushing the passer, I look to make an impact, and I will.